Back in February, I decided to do some research, find out which path I was going to take as far as religion was concerned. So I started seeing some signs. May not have been divine signs, but just saw things that kind of struck me as a coincidence, And so I was like, you know what? Let me do some research, find out a little bit more about this particular sect. And it's the EOTC, which is the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. I believe I said that right, Tewahedo. So I'm here in San Antonio, and I looked into it, contacted the people, and they spoke with me at length about the service and what it entailed, and so I was interested. Piqued my interest. It was on, you know, Sunday mornings, and I was like, okay. And so the reason why I was leaning more towards that than any other church was I had read that Ethiopia was one of the first countries to accept Christianity as a religion, as a country's religion. And so I was like, why not start at the beginning, right? So I'm conversing with the father, and some of the members we were all in this app, and so we were conversing, and they told me that service started at 4:30 in the morning. So I started thinking about all the signs and the things that I had read, and they sent me a video link explaining why service starts at 4:30. I just couldn't do it. So service was supposed to be from 4:30 to 10:30 in the morning, and I know how I am. I mean, I would hope that the spirit would be with me, but 4:30 to 10:30, I know I would be in there snoring, and I'd embarrass myself. If my wife would be with me, she would be embarrassed, probably trying to wake me up. Nothing against that religion. I'm hopeful that one day I'll be able to like actually overcome my anxiety about, you know, being there at that time of the morning and just go. But in the meantime, I'm just sitting there thinking like 4:30. And I really had every intention on following through with it. I even told my wife, I said, I'll be there. I'm going to go. She said, oh, I want to go. I said, okay, cool. She had to work that night. She got off at 3 o'clock in the morning. Saboteur. And so, come 4:30, there's no way. So, anyway, the lesson here is, Ethiopia is I would consider the place to start if you're looking for anything having to do with the inception of or acceptance of Christianity as one of the founding religions of a nation. So I hope I can overcome this and get there one day. But right now, 4:30 is an odd time of the morning for me, and 4:30. Service was 4:30 to 10:30. I'm thinking like they had it all set up. Like 4:30, they had prayer, and then from 5:30 on they had something else, and then some type of communion, and then there was breakfast. And anybody that knows me is like, what? Food? But I still was like, 4:30? So, yeah, that was back in February. I hadn't, I want to, like, I really want to, but 4:30, I just can't see it right now. I'm not strong enough yet.